David, your thoughts on tonight's 1-1 draw here at Windsor Park?
Hard fought. Bit of a, probably a blood and thunder sort of type of derby game. There was probably not going to be too much in the game, which proved that. We spoke, and somehow we ended up taking the lead and then giving the really poor goal away. We got in at half time, and I'm being honest, we're probably fortunate. We were fortunate certainly to be in the lead. We were fortunate to go in on level terms. We come out, we changed it a little bit. We tried to change it during play and in game. I think we improved in the second half. I think the subs give us a freshness and probably a wee bit more brightness. Gives a wee bit more energy. We created a few chances, probably had the best chances in the second half. They had spells of having the ball, but I don't think Chris had a save to make in the second half. We had a few opportunities to pick a right pass, and Jake a couple of times, Jordan a couple of times, E2, there was sort of balls in the round near where the byline is and cutting it back. I know Kyle McLean hit somebody on the line, but I think overall when you play your nearest and dearest at this stage of the season, of course you want to win. We wanted to beat Cliftonville last week, but it's important. It may be an important point, it may not be come the end of the season. Maybe it may be the 2 points dropped that possibly cost us the league title, but trying to remain positive. The players in the dressing room, I'll need to make sure that they're ready to go again for a tough battle on Tuesday night.
It technically means the destiny's out of our hands now, you know, but the pressure's now on, you know, Cliftonville to go and win all their games, as it is for us to go and win all our games. So it's a real nail-biter, tense, cagey, all the clichés of the day now, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to win a league title, especially when you get to the split. Especially the way the sort of the games fall for you. When you're first sort of going into the split, you play one against two and two against three straight away, straight up. So basically you're playing the other two best teams in the country straight up. So as disappointing as you can be, it's out of our hands in terms of that, but there's I would imagine there's still going to be a few twists and turns along the way. What was important tonight, that we didn't drop points. We played Glentoran recently, the game that we lost at the Oval, and we should have come away with from the game with a point. So that was more disappointing than tonight's point.
As you say now, it's Seaview on Tuesday. They're on tremendous form. They're in the cup final. They've won a lot of games. They won 4-0 against the Glens last week. So there's another battle ahead here on Tuesday night, isn't it?
Yeah, and again, any time we've been to Seaview over the last number of years, it's always been a battle, and we expect more of the same on Tuesday night.
Hard luck tonight, David. And the point could be valuable come the end of the day.
We'll keep going. We'll keep believing that we can still be champions, Andy.
Big crowd, wasn't it? Big atmosphere.
Yeah, I thought there was. And again, credit to both sets of supporters. You know, you expect that. You expect a good crowd. I thought our crowd was good today. They were supportive. When you see, I think it gives the players probably a wee bit more of a lift and a wee bit more of a sort of energy when they see a big crowd. You know, from both sides, certainly with the supporters in the cop, and I say, you know, they stuck behind us. We're going to need more of that. I would imagine we're going to have a big crowd on Tuesday at Seaview. So keep getting behind the players, keep supporting the players, keep supporting the club, and we'll keep trying to do what we need to be doing on the pitch.
All the best for Tuesday night, David.
Cheers, Andy.